Today is World Health Day, a day to celebrate the work of nurses and midwives and the critical role they play in healthcare. It's never been as clear as during a global pandemic. Coronavirus has exposed major gaps in healthcare systems worldwide. The World Health Organization has now released its first ever report on global nursing. Barbara Stilwell is the executive director of Nurses Now, which partnered with the WHO on this report. She joins us from the UK. Welcome, Barbara. We hear about nurse shortages in specific countries. How bad is the shortage globally?
We're short about, numerically, 5.5 million nurses at the moment. And what's most troubling about that is that 81% of nurses are actually found in the richer countries, in the Americas, Europe, and the Western Pacific, where 51% of the population is. So in other words, almost half the world's population only have 20% of nurses.
And so what does that mean for those places where nurses are lacking? What can be done about that?
You have to look at the whole pipeline of what's happening, and there's a few critical problems. One is that countries often don't produce enough nurses, and that's often because they don't have enough money in their education system. So one of the things we're calling for is greater investment in all countries, because even in rich countries, they don't produce enough nurses. So what happens then is that nurses from poorer countries who can't really afford to lose them migrate to the richer countries. So that's another way that they exit.
So looking at that reality, which countries in the State of the World's Nursing 2020 report need nurses the most?
Well, those individual countries are, of course, the poorest, particularly in West Africa, some countries in Southeast Asia, and of course, a lot of small islands, such as the Caribbean, the Western Pacific. So they all have their particular issues of losing nurses. And, you know, even within countries, they have really big disparities. So 36% of nurses work in rural areas, whereas half the population globally live in rural areas. So again, you know, there's a huge shortage.
So when there's a global pandemic, what kind of impact does a shortage of nurses actually have? What are you seeing?
So clearly, when there's a shortage of nurses, no matter what setting, your care is going to be compromised. When there's a pandemic, it means that it washes over the system like a tsunami. It knocks people out. And certainly what we've had to do in the UK is to recruit nurses who'd retired, to bring them back, to qualify student nurses early so they can join the workforce. But maybe the biggest impact is the stress. We hear this from nurses all the time. The patients don't stop coming in, so you have to look after them. So you're working much harder. You don't have enough downtime to recover, and you get stressed out beyond imagining.
What have you been hearing from nurses in countries where COVID-19 has already spread rapidly, like the Italys and the Spains?
One of the most stressful factors has been the lack of family support for patients when they've actually been dying, because they've been, you know, confined and isolated. So the nurses have been the ones who've stepped up and, you know, held people's hands through the last moments of their lives. And you can imagine, can't you, how incredibly stressful that is. So, you know, they've had to put in place psychological support for nurses and other professionals to help them cope with this. And I think we will see a lot of post-traumatic stress after this event is over everywhere.
Yeah. Do you think the coronavirus, do you think this pandemic will have a lasting impact on healthcare systems globally? And what would that mean specifically for nurses?
Well, do you know, Marco, it should have a lasting impact. I would really like to hope that after this is over, we have a period of reflection where we can really, as a community, as a government, society, we can find ways to look at what we did well and what failed. And how do we rebuild better and stronger systems that are actually more resilient? It's, you know, surely now clear that we need to invest in nursing globally. Nurses are half the workforce. And if you think of COVID-19, there's a nurse every step of the way, and nurses for life.
Barbara Stilwell, the executive director of Nurses Now, which partnered with the WHO on the State of the World's Nursing 2020 report. Thank you for being with us, Barbara.
Thank you, Marco.